Chapter 2 Prayers, Promises, and Dreams. Saturday afternoon and evening, March 12, 2011, American Airlines Arena, downtown Miami. When the time comes to share the news about the custody judgment with my teammates and the Heat staff, I make the decision not to say anything before our game against the Grizzlies. As usual, everybody's doing whatever it is they usually do to get into that place of mental focus that we need to have before a game. This day, some of the guys listen to music, others are reading. Scratch that. Chris Bosch is reading. The only person that I choose to pull aside before the game and tell about my getting full custody of the boys is LeBron James. He reacts with the same surprise, joy, praise, and relief as everyone in my inner circle has expressed so far. But since he knows we have a game to play, he does a good job of not letting on to the other guys. That being said, it's hard to hold back all that pent-up emotion that comes pouring out of me during the game that follows. So much so that I'm thinking that some of the guys have to suspect some kind of added level of intensity and freedom from me on the floor. But in spite of that hunch, as soon as we return to the locker room when the game is over and Coach Eric Spoelstra asks for everyone's attention so I can say a few words, I'm surprised to look around and see everyone staring back at me with big smiles. Well, yeah, we had a great game. But this emotion I'm feeling from everyone is more than about how we played. Not that I expect the guys to come to tears over my news. Too much manly pride. Too much testosterone. Still, it means the world to me to hear the cheers and feel the support when I announce that my custody ordeal has come to an end. And that finally I get to be Daddy, who I've fought so hard to be. Everyone in the Heat organization has been like family all along, being there for me during the hardest days. Of course, other than the insanity of what was reported in the media during the divorce and custody battles, the guys still know few of the details from behind the scenes. That was my choice, both to protect my family's privacy and to prevent all of that internal emotional pressure from hurting my game and, by extension, the team. And as I think about it, in these moments, keeping my emotions boxed in like that has always been for better and for worse. On the plus side, I can see...